How do you mean that?
Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
Too. You guys see that?
Not a dude, huge fan.
What? Really?
Really?
I loved it.
I thought it was hype.
I thought it was just fun.
I didn't think it was bad. I watched the first one the same day. I had never seen it.
Like,
the first one was so much better.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it. Like, the first one was great. The second one's cool because you just get more time.
You're just like right in
Deadpool. He's just Deadpool.
I didn't think it was funny and that as funny, and that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
I think it's because it was less, like, interaction with, like, the audience,
right?
Which is weird. Oh,
like
about.
Fourth wall breaks.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a bad movie. I personally didn't like it as much as the first one. Like, I was still entertained.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty funny. Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear. anyways, howdy everybody. Welcome to Strange People, Weird World. My name's Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart. With me sometimes is Steve McMorrow.
Hey, yeah.
Back in the studio after a nice month off of podcasting.
Seriously.
And making his triumphant return since the very first episode, Kyle Warner's with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you miss me?
We missed you. Kyle, the audience is only half pissed off at you.
They don't know me, so they don't know. They don't know to get mad at me.
They don't. Actually, episode one's still one of our most listened to episodes.
It's just a banger, bro.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
I move the needle.
You do. You've been missed. You've been missed. So anyways, we've got a little bit of a different different deal for you guys today. I took the week off of writing since Josh is crippled and not working and has nothing to do.
Fuck yeah.
I called him up and was like, hey, why don't you write an episode this week?
It's the first Josh episode ever, so I hope you guys
first
are
Josh,
ready.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick back and be one of the co-hosts today. And
there you go.
Yeah, Josh is running this shit. If you're one of our first-time listeners because you listened to the interview we did last week with David and Jorge, Josh doesn't always do this, so you can come back next week.
I never do this, especially if this is terrible. Yeah. I don't even care. We'll just not do it again. How about that?
So much confidence.
All right, guys. I have an opening question for today.
I got you.
All right. So is there anything in your life that you at one point may have believed to be true, but then it turned out it's not? And do you still believe that thing, even though they say otherwise?
Christianity.
Okay. Ooh. Kyle, there we go. Kyle's stepping up.
Yeah.
All right. Explain, bro. Explain, my bro.
I was forced into church my whole life, and after having that shoved down my throat enough, I did some reading of my own, and I no longer believe in that religion.
What would it take for that to be changed, though? Like,
I would need to see...
If I showed you a physical, picture of me and Jesus.
Physical evidence than something that impacts me.
All right, cool. All right, well, Steve, you took your answer, so you better come up with your own.
Yeah.
that's a pretty common.
Yeah, I would definitely, I think that's, as I've stated before, is definitely something that I think along the same ways. But in that regard, I would say it's more of a generalization that you grow up thinking that adults know the answer to things. And then you just realize,
that's very good.
It's a good answer.
Oh, they're figuring it out. Just like everybody else. Yeah. Nobody's got it figured out. And I think the sooner I realize that, the less stress had and approached things with. Because, you just realize that, people put on a front.
Oh, yeah.
Like, most people put on a front. Things that people have accomplished in this world that you think they're almost like superhuman, like a Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates or anything. Like, they're just, like, regular people.
Yeah,
And I don't think they're that much smarter than anybody in this room, but I think maybe they just worked harder. They had a better work ethic. But you grow up thinking that adults are just, they just know everything. My dad could solve all these problems. Like,
absolutely.
Like, my mom and dad didn't know an answer. Like, oh, my gosh, you kidding? Especially before the internet.
Can't be solved.
Yeah.
Before the internet.
It's impossible.
But then you look back and you're like, oh, man, they probably don't have what we know now at this age. Yeah. So that veil drops was always interesting.
Well, I remember. I mean, I'm 33 now. It was about 2 years ago, and I went to go visit my parents. And I'm driving around with my stepdad, and I'm talking to him, and I was like, you know, like I don't feel like a man yet. I know I'm over 30. Like I know I've been supporting myself for over a decade. Man, thank you. I appreciate it. But I was like, you know, I don't feel grown up. I don't feel like I look at other people like younger than me, and I was like, well, shit, like that's a manly dude right there.
Right,
he's got his shit together, knows things. But
you don't.
And he looked at me, and he told me, he's like, you know, the secret is I still feel the same way.
That's the thing.
I was like, fuck.
Everybody's got the front, man.
Yeah.
And you see it's exacerbated in our society through Facebook and Instagram because people only put on there
the bragging
real
network.
Positive stuff and what they're doing and how much they're going and how much they're traveling, what they got. So you think everybody else has it figured out. There's still that facade. But at the end of the day, you're like, you're bullshit. You don't have it all figured out.
At the end of the day, a lot of people realize that they're doing the same thing. Like, you don't mean to. I go through my Facebook feed, and I'm doing the same thing. Like, I don't, like, consciously think that I'm, like, trying to put out this persona that has it figured out. But if I look at what I
post, keep up with the Joneses.
Then it turns out that everything I post is positive experiences that I've had. And I'm like, yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
100%. My Facebook feed is full of shameless podcast promotions.
Yeah. All right, Greg, anything for you, my friend?
Damn, I mean, they definitely took, like, the two best answers.
Yeah.
Drugs.
You know, I used to believe the Earth was round.
Oh, God.
Obviously, it's not, so.
But it's
why'd you believe that?
I don't know.
Dummy.
Because the lies, the world government lies and made me believe that the Earth was round so they could profit off.
Classic Illuminati.
Profit off the billion-dollar globe market.
Yeah. Yeah,
you globe in every classroom, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's it.
That's a good point.
Well, you're an avid cannabis user.
I am an avid cannabis user.
So there had to have been, you had a gut feeling, like people told, I don't know if you were, but I was a drug, or a dare kid.
Okay.
So it was always just, you know, here's your brain on drugs type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as the scientific evidence has come out recently, I'm sure you see the same, even though you might have thought, like, this really isn't that bad.
Yeah.
The evidence is now coming out, and you're like, oh, it's not bad. It's actually not bad. Really good.
Actually, the lady who headed that anti-drug campaign in the 90s where they'd crack eggs into the frying pan and all that has come out and said, yeah, we were just, like, going against cannabis for no reason at all.
Yep.
Just because, you know, it's really not bad.
Yeah. So I'm sure that was a big thing, like, as soon as all that real evidence started coming out.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm an avid user of it for well over a decade, and motivation-wise, it might hold you back a little bit sometimes, but, I mean, I go to work, I get things done, I've been progressing in my life, so I don't think, you know, aside from, like, forgetting people's names really quick, that's about the worst side effect I've had.
but there's definitely side effects, and that's what I think people I see in this industry, too. Like, they won't even, some of them, like, will barely acknowledge it, or they'll gloss over. It's like, no, it definitely has its side effects. There are, like you said, the motivational thing.
Yeah, yeah. If you can let it take over your life and be a fucking couch potato and get high and, you know, do the bare minimum and just eat food.
Yeah, you do have to be careful with it, for sure.
The thing is, it's 2018 and there's science on literally everything. And there's science, if you work too hard, there's negative side effects. If you sleep too much, there's negative side effects. If you don't drink at all, there's negative side effects. If you drink too much, there's negative side effects. Mm-hmm. Like, anything you do technically has a downside. Everything is all about moderation, so I think marijuana falls into that, and it's not really bad for you as long as you use it responsibly, just like anything else.
I agree. It's weird for me that, like, marijuana makes me, like, more anxious, even when I'm not high. Like,
if I quit for a while and then, like, start smoking, like, quit for a month, like, I get that paranoid feeling. Like,
do you really?
The first time I smoke again. When
you smoke again, okay.
Yeah, like, when I smoke again for the first time. So I can see it, but then, like, I've been smoking for forever, so I just know to, you know, push through it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what I have to do?
Yeah, you just got to push through it a little bit.
I smoked less than 10 times in my life, so I'm interested. I got to land that job, and then I got to get back in it because I drink way too much.
All right, guys. Well, if you're wondering what I used to believe, that is not true, or whatever the guideline we're on. I used to believe Kanye was a normal man, but he is God, so.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Move on. Here we go.
I was about to be proud of you. I thought he was going to be like, I thought Kanye was normal, and I realized he's a crazy idiot.
No, I'm all in on Kanye. You have my support.
There you go. There we go. All right, let's see. So today's topic, guys, we're going to be talking about CERN, and we're going to be talking about their dabblings and potential cause of the Mandela effect.
So if you've listened to the last few episodes, you've heard Josh bring it up a couple times.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia experiment.
We've been on this string lately of conspiracy, so it's kind of, we're just kind of keeping it up a little bit.
So yeah, go ahead and start us from the beginning for our guests and those who don't know.
All right, so I'll give you a general gist of what the Mandela Effect is. People believe Mandela died in prison in South Africa, and that is not the case, because we all know Mandela died a few years back.
In 1991.
Yes. Yeah,
so they believe he died in 1991 in South Africa in prison.
But he came back out. He's like, hey, man, I'm alive. And since then, shit's been fucked up. Okay. So,
why do people think that? He appeared at the World Cup when they had it like 4 or 5 years ago.
Basically, there's a debate, and there's actually whole websites of people joining together and grouping saying they have this memory that he died in jail. They're not debating that he's alive right now, but they have this memory that he died in jail.
So the opposite. No,
they have this memory that they heard somebody say that he died in jail.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, see his dead body there. So they're just like, I remember somebody telling me that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You're right.
So it could have just spread. They're talking about a rumor.
I mean, maybe.
Explain it.
That's exactly what, that sounds almost exactly what you're talking about.
So we'll get into it. We'll get into it, because it gets more elaborate. And, like, even today when I was doing more research, there was a couple times I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, that makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with CERN, because I think you guys need to know who CERN is.
So I want to just kind of break down what we were talking about just a little bit more for anybody who didn't understand. So we are talking about, basically, so that led into a whole thing called the Mandela Effect. And now on these different websites, they've referenced towards things like other happenings throughout their lives and other pop culture happenings that they have different memories for that are now different. And one last example I'll give and then let you kind of get into it. One of the major ones is the line, Luke, I am your father. Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, if you ask them, that's what they think it is. When, if you watch the video, Darth Vader actually says, no, I am your father.
Right.
So lots of these things, they're saying something weird might have happened that either changed our timeline or interdimensionally switched or something like that.
Seriously? People are saying this?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Somebody probably, like, made the wrong shirt or said it because they wanted to reference and make sure you knew they were talking about Star Wars. And so instead of, no, I am your father, because that would have been like a really weird reference of that they didn't know Star Wars, but they said, Luke, I am your father.
And then they've pulled videos of like Mark Hamill repeating the line as Luke, I am your father. And
same with,
like,
same with, what's his name? Fucking,
so
the guy who plays Darth Vader's voice.
Yeah, yeah, James Earl Jones has also repeated the line the same way. So thought being that this, it did happen that way, but in our lifetime, something has made a switch in time dimensions or time periods have crossed paths and changed our past, and some people still have the memory of it and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So that's the gist of it.
It's absurd. But go on.
All right. So we'll start to unpack it. So what is CERN? So CERN is basically an acronym for, in French, bro.
And CERN is what people are believing is kind of the root.
The root of it, they caused this. And we'll get into that as to why.
CERN is also where the big
Hadron Collider
is.
I remember that being referenced in, I think, was it Angels and Demons?
There's been book. I think there's been like a movie based about CERN, and there's even this book. But
what does it stand for?
So the original translation is Council for European Nuclear Research. Something like that. So
if you, in the language, it goes in order of CERN, but translated, it doesn't spell out CERN as an acronym.
I gotcha.
But it's the Council of European or whatever nuclear.
So that's like the original name, and like in French, you know, I would try to say it, but I'd fucking butcher the shit out of it. So. But this
so, so confident.
Yeah.
I mean, I always go for
it's like Conseil European pour la Recherche Nucléaire.
Oh!
Sounds good to me.
This council was founded in 1952 as a provisional body to create a European world-class research organization that focused on fundamental physics. So at this time, pure physics or like fundamental physics just meant the research of the inner workings of atoms and, for example, like the nucleus, which is also in turn responsible for the word nuclear. So this is kind of going back a little bit of ways, you know, World War II era, and it just gets kind of weird, man. Like, this council was formed, like where they made it, it's in the joint state of France and Switzerland, like right on the border of Geneva, like right in there. Yeah. So this was one of Europe's first, like, joint, you know, ideas to, like, hey, let's make some dope shit together. So
okay. Yeah, so different countries came together to yep. form this. Okay.
Yeah, so, let's see.
For research and development on a nuclear level. Is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So they've basically come together to kind of form a scientific research group.
Okay.
So that was in 1952, but 2 years later is when the European Organization for Nuclear Research, which it's kind of more referred to now, is when that was established in 1954. So, like I said, it's on the Franco-Swiss border, and it has participating members of 22 countries, 10,000 plus scientists, and over 100 nationalities as members to help contribute to the science.
Are we part of that?
I believe so. Yeah.
Are we still part of that?
I know. Ooh, that's probably
that's a good question. Yeah,
that's probably questionable.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. Like, are we still part of that?
What do you mean? Has Trump pissed all over that yet?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We shifted our focus to Space Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're in space now.
We've pivoted.
It's all good.
Kyle, we are a pro Space Force podcast.
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, 100%.
And if you're not, that shit don't fly in space.
We are still anti-sex offender, but we are definitely pro Space Force here.
Yep.
So I thought I read something that they might be doing something for Space Force in Colorado Springs.
Ooh, hey. Fingers crossed.
I've often said we should build a wall in space. That'd be perfect.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. No more of this Roswell bullshit.
Build a wall.
Yeah, two walls.
We can't get the wall in Mexico. We build a wall in space.
Yeah. Let's wall off the sun, too, so they know it's ours.
That's a good point.
Let's universe.
That's Mr. Burns shit right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where he tries to block
charge for the sun.
Yeah. What can't we wall off?
Yeah, what can't we wall off? All right. So I think, and also one of the reasons people kind of point their finger at CERN is Stephen Hawking and Neil deGrasse Tyson have both kind of said what they're doing is dangerous.
Yeah, they've pointed fingers, been like, that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, what, the collider?
With the collider, yeah.
The collider, the mini black holes that they're making.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they're just kind of like, you know, be weary of that.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Might fly too close to the sun.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know.
Yeah, we could just all of a sudden cease to exist from some one of their experiments.
So the funny thing is, though, like, when I was doing some research, the guy, one of the scientists at CERN was kind of talking about it, and he was like, yeah, like, so black holes kind of, like, one of the reasons we started doing all this research, and he's like, what? Like, really? And he's like, you're just going to make a fucking black hole? And you're just like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's aliens on another planet right now. Like, hey, whatever happened to Earth? And they're like, oh, those guys.
Those fucking guys.
Dude, listen to what happened with that. For some reason, they got in their head. It was going to be a good idea. They just started making black holes. And then, one day, they just ceased to exist. Like, that's what happened to the human race.
Well, the funny thing is, the guy said it could take months, span of, like, 5 months to, like, actually consume the entire planet.
A mini black hole?
Yeah.
Yeah. How does he know that?
He does. I have no idea, but...
Does the black hole, like...
I'm sure he did some math or whatever, but...
Yeah. It sells books.
how does he know that? It could be just instantaneous. Who knows?
Math and science, they go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know. We all know what happened on the event horizon,
so,
right?
But if we're getting... All right, so like a mini black hole, say... I'm making a shape the size like a penny. You know, a mini black hole the size of a penny. Starts consuming the Earth, does it stay that size, or does it grow as it's consuming the Earth?
You're asking questions that neither of us, and nobody here has any idea.
I haven't done those calculations quite yet.
Thank you. Can somebody bullshit?
I'm decently confident that it would grow.
Josh thinks it'll
grow. To be honest.
Okay. Well, it would.
Because it's collecting more mass is what's happening.
But that means all the black holes out there are growing and like...
Yeah, they are.
Expanding. But the universe is also expanding. So.
Yeah, black holes continuously expand and
the universe is also expanding, then
I have no
way to expand. They can expand at the same rate.
I'm confident that it would actually grow in mass.
We're definitely jumping out of our league of intelligence here.
Yeah, I'd be the first to admit that. Hand up.
As we all reach for our beer.
Yeah. Let's kill some brain cells so I don't have to think about this anymore.
So I know another reason, since we're talking about why we're pointing fingers at CERN, if you look at their logo, people say it's got 666 in it.
Yeah. Come on. No.
So they think they're actually trying to... really they are dumb. Accusing CERN of trying to build a portal to hell.
Yeah, that's a Denver airport
conspiracy.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah, the runways make a swastika.
What jabroni said that? Like... what? Like,
my son's being a pastor said it.
It's just like, letters. Come on, really?
So, what I know so far about them is... they actually have this statue, this ancient, like, you know, shrine, basically, to Shiva, a Hindu goddess of destruction and recreation.
Yeah, right out front.
Right out front. So it's like their mascot.
Yeah.
So now, like, if you look at it in the terms of just people being scientists and like, oh, this is cool, this is super metaphorical, it makes sense. Like, we're going to try to break down, you know, the whole idea of the Big Bang kind of find the root of life. Because, you know, the Higgs boson, the God particle, they're responsible for, like, actually, you know, finding great research on it and being able to use it and kind of make more studies on it now. So it all makes sense in that sense, but, like, you know, if you're kind of being a little skeptical, you're like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, you got a fucking deity who literally creates and destroys.
It's just a symbol for what they're doing. I mean, I don't see it as anything past that.
Well,
again, you can... Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Steve? You gotta let it breathe, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Damn it, Steve.
Oh, man, swat that shit down.
All right.
You just gotta accept that some scientists are bent on opening hell's...
Oh, yeah,
opening
yes,
hell's
yeah.
gates exactly. and also worship the Hindu god of destruction.
That's what they went to school for.
That's exactly what, yeah. That's what they teach you in science college.
Science college.
Yeah, so basically, so people that don't really know what the Large Hadron Collider is in particular, it's basically... it's a particle accelerator.
It collides hadrons together.
You said they're breaking the speed of light.
Damn near.
Really? I thought you said that he broke it.
Unless that's like something like super recent, because I didn't see anything about it. But I know it just travels at like a close to the light speed, but it's got
close
like...
close to it.
They usually just send basically this like loop. So I'm pretty sure the logo is actually a complete like diagram of their whole system of how they send the whole particles to collide together.
Their logo is 666. It was supposed to be the Hadron Collider, because the Hadron Collider looks like this, but it's actually shooting off in every direction.
Mm. Yeah, no, it makes sense because they have a deity in the Hindu religion, so why wouldn't for the logo be a Christian 666? This is making a lot of sense.
Oh, 100%.
Totally.
I think it looks like 3 9s.
Yeah.
Well, so what's really funny
is... Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
One of the videos I saw.
Yeah. I'm going to go 9.
And there's
nine.
Definitely a 7 in there.
No, there's actually 9, 6, 9.
If you're listening, just go ahead and Google CERN real quick, and you can look at their logo so you can kind of know what we're talking about right now. So it'll say CERN, and there's two circles, and there's like that squared-off corner, which I would say is a 7, and you definitely have two 9s and a backwards 9,
or 3 9s.
A Q, maybe.
Which,
a
coincidentally... First 3 digits to my phone number, so maybe it's about me.
It could be. I'd say we don't know. It's definitely not about you.
Yeah, you're right. We cracked. I think we may have cracked the code.
We're cracking. Somebody call Tom Hanks. Call Tom Hanks.
It's not about Kyle.
Tom, we got a movie for you.
Yeah, call Tom Cruise while you're at it.
Tom Cruise.
You don't need backup.
Yeah. Let's get all the religions covered.
Yeah.
All right. So...
Save me, Tom Cruise.
I'll be over Winfrey.
I would so love to just sit down with that guy for an hour.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, just to talk to him and be like, Tom, what do you think about things?
Dude, you'd probably be working for him.
I'd probably own you.
He'd probably own you in an hour.
And I'd probably be like, great.
Yeah, it'd probably only take him 20 minutes before he owns you.
I think he's, I've said it before, like, I think he's probably a really good guy.
Yeah, and I'll be like, hey guys, welcome to the show.
I think he's definitely whacked.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, because of all I've ever read about him is that he's just a really genuinely nice guy.
Yeah. I think he's the most powerful short guy in the world.
Yeah, I would say so. Right now,
so I could totally be wrong, but I thought I heard at one point like his relationship with that girl, that little lady he's with, his wife or whatever.
Little lady,
I can't think of her. The actress lady,
I don't know.
Katie Holmes.
She's gone. Oh, yeah, done.
I heard.
It's old news, bro.
Oh, she's gone.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he was like kind of controlling and abusive, right?
No, oh no, way. Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You don't say.
The like, Tom Cruise.
I don't like every day was Mission Impossible.
The guy with Little Man Syndrome.
I have yet to hear anything like negative about the guy besides the Scientology stuff. Though.
I just told you.
Greg recently had a pretty.
Yeah. I have hot recent news that I just heard.
Breaking news.
No.
We got breaking news into the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
I refuse to believe it.
I don't know. I see his face. I'm like, I don't trust you.
So no.
I don't trust his face.
So what Kanye is to Josh, Tom Cruise is to Steve.
It's not because he's white.
I think it is.
You're white.
I am. Trust you. Don't trust me.
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I'd probably trust you less than my friends to, like, protect me in a certain situation. But, yeah. Like, I feel like you might, like, look back and be like, oh, maybe, should I?
Because I would immediately think Josh put himself in this situation. He needs to learn this lesson.
But you'd rather hang out with Kanye than Tom Cruise.
I'll tell you what, though. If we're judging friends, I know that Josh is my only friend who will jump in if a rabid raccoon, bear, cougar, anything.
And try to square up.
Josh got my back. I'm going to miss him as I'm running away. And I never see him again.
Sorry, bro. I'll come back with that whole pelt of that raccoon.
But yeah, dude, I mean, I will dedicate a whole episode of the podcast to you. You die saving my life.
Word.
Well, that's friendship right
there. I appreciate it, 100%.
This one's to Josh.
All right, so basically, I mean, it's just a bunch of science stuff. You know, this really rattled my brain a little.
Just a bunch of science stuff here.
I'm not going to gloss
over. More with the super confidence.
But so considering scientific breakthroughs.
Why doesn't Josh host every show?
Okay, so what's the Mandela effect? Like, what's the...
Well, you have to...
So certain good question.
All right.
So how did they come up with this Mandela?
So CERN has... Right.
They're like...
The Hadron Collider is the largest instrument for scientific measurement in the world, right? Yeah. So it is the largest collider that is known to man at this point.
Okay.
Basically, the purpose of CERN is to break down, like, the Big Bang, exactly how humanity came to be in general, just using this collider to see how atoms collide with each other, what that brings to, like, new information. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can open up an extra dimension. You know, you can bring new medicine to, like, cancer research, which they've done.
Is that literally what they think is on the table? Like, open up a new dimension kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think what would that possibly look like in actuality? Obviously, we don't know, but it's interesting to speculate about.
And that's, you know, that's kind of what the Mandela effect is.
So what they said, they've disposed of a lot of, I think, antimatter is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically...
They talked about angels and demons.
No.
It's just like when they expose matter and antimatter, that's how they neutralize it.
This is what Stephen Hawking and Neil deGrasse Tyson are saying is dangerous. Because a piece of...
Well, Stephen's not. He's...
Yeah, he's gone. Used to.
He's
used to.
Yeah.
The keyboard.
He's not saying that anymore.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, right.
Side note.
That's if the government didn't fake his death and he's now working on the next part of the Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah.
Side note, I had a death pool for money going and I didn't pick him and it lost me money and that was frustrating when he died for me personally. So thoughts and prayers to me.
Thoughts and prayers to Kyle. Thoughts and prayers.
All right, continue.
But yeah, I believe, and I didn't write this down because Josh was doing the episode, but I believe I saw something like the side of a dime mm-hmm. piece of antimatter is enough to blow up the whole world.
Yeah.
If not handled properly.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're handling this shit. And they actually tried to port it via van one time.
Mm.
So that's why they've been had fingers
what?
Pointed
at. They have that much?
Yeah.
So they
said that they're
they create it, yeah.
Yeah, they create antimatter.
Yeah, they create antimatter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
so, fun fact, I found this out today, was that they've actually only made enough antimatter to power a light bulb for 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
I thought you said they had, like, the dime size.
Well, enough
of that could make that dime size, but they've just made that throughout time.
So okay.
So,
that's just how much could blow up the world, the size of a dime.
They don't have that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hopefully
not. I mean, so the thing is, like, it can't. I don't even know how they said they use, like, gravitational magnetic fields to keep it from actually, like, touching any type of matter at all, because if it does, obviously it can be super reactive.
Yeah.
But, like, just the science that goes into that shit, like, it's just insane, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I was looking into research for this, I was just, like, more astonished even at the fact of just who CERN is compared mm-hmm. to the conspiracy theories around it, but, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, CERN's pretty crazy.
But basically, like I was saying, they look into certain things like quantum mechanics, medicine. They're, like, you know, responsible for, like, PET scans, like antimatter type mm-hmm. shit. General relativity, extra dimensions, and the string theory. And they're doing a lot of research into dark matter and elementary particles. And so that kind of really relates to the Higgs boson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like just Futurama going on over there.
Yeah, so it's like a fucking circus of science.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm. So
it's just crazy, like, somewhere in Sweden there's a room full of guys that could just blow up the whole fucking world
yep.
on accident. Yep. Whoops. It wasn't war or greed or like anything. Like, it might be greed. Like, I don't know. But it just fucking whoops.
Everyone in Sweden's very happy because they're all having sex with very hot women. So I think
we're good. Well, let's just keep them happy.
they're good. They drive Volvos and they have
sex. All those Nordic countries are like super happy. Like,
but they don't talk to each other. It's crazy.
No, they all hate each other.
But they love their lives.
But each individual.
What do you mean? Like, they don't talk to their neighbors?
Like, if you go to a bar, like, the bartender doesn't talk to you or patrons don't talk to you. Like, it's weird if you try to make small talk with anyone.
Really? No. You were there? Did you visit? And they're like, you were like, hey, what's up?
But did you?
No,
did
I'm
you
poor talk and I'm uncultured, but I've had
the only thing they talk about
I went to school with and also teachers have told me the same thing in Sweden and Norway. Yeah.
The only thing we talk about in Sweden and Norway is black metal and snow.
In Volvos.
In Volvos.
They're very safe.
If you're not talking about one of those three subjects, they don't want to talk to you, especially if you're American.
Really? Why are they? Like, I don't know.
All I know about those countries is black metal.
I think they're just private people, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just different culture.
Yeah.
No, it's like from Vermont.
You get that in Seattle, too. If you guys have ever been to Seattle.
I have.
I like Seattle.
Really? Seattle seemed like a great time in Seattle.
Dude, I tell you what, bro.
It's because you're black. I don't know, dude. I had a great time.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Could be
I had a fucking awesome
jumping
time.
Jumping on
fences. No, I sure did, too.
Great.
Everyone was super nice outgoing.
I'm not saying I didn't have fun. Like, Seattle's one of my favorite places that I've ever been. It's just, like, weird. Like, people are very impersonal there. They just, like...
Headphones, man. It's all about headphones. Everyone has headphones
on. Not even
that.
Like, even when you go to an establishment, like a business, people, like, don't talk to you. They're, like... It's just straight business. I also disagree.
I
went there.
I would say New York or maybe D.C. is like that, but not Seattle.
Dude, I literally went to Seattle by myself because I have a friend who lives there, and I stayed at her place. And she works at this, like, bar that also has, like, a little mini theater attached to it. And she's like, she's like, I got you a ticket for the show that's going on tonight. And I was like, cool. And it's all, like, it's like a dining theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got me a ticket, a seat at one of those Half Moon booths for six people that already had a group of five people sitting there. And I got thrown onto their group. So I'm literally sitting with only these five people who know each other.
Oh, nice.
Classic segregated Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. And they were actually super cool. Like, I was broke in Seattle. I just made it there and, like, had a little bit of money to drink with. So, like, I ordered a beer, and, like, they were all eating food, and they started sharing food with me and just hanging out and talking, and, like, we started swapping musicians and stuff like that. Like, really, really great people. And, you know, I had a way better time in Seattle.
Personally, because anytime I was like any type of place, like if I bought food or I was like buying a ticket or anything, like they're just like, they don't say a word to you, they don't even say hi. They're just like, what do you want?
Yeah, I did not experience that at all.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah, right? No, because like I said, I just stayed with my friend and she didn't take any time off. She just like worked the whole time, so I had a lot of alone time in Seattle and I just walked around like,
shit, bro, I got fucking.
I had a great time. Like, one of her friends that she barely knew, I got lucky. He had just sold a company or something. So, like, me and him ended up hanging out, and he was just fucking, like, buying drinks and food, like, left and right. And
this episode is called Seattle is Fun Because It's Friendly.
And, you know, they got superheroes there, too.
That is true. All right.
Shout out Phoenix Jones.
So, let's see. We'll get back into it. I don't have any cool transitions like Greg, because fuck it. Mandela Effect.
That's a transition, though.
There you go.
I just said Phoenix Jones. Speaking of black guys.
Anti-transition.
Missed that.
All right, so the Mandela Effect.
All right, come on, Josh.
Here's a few that I thought were super noteworthy of the Mandela Effect in as far as
proof. So now we're talking about actual examples.
So now we know how it's possible. Like, they fuck with, you know, this antimatter, all this type of shit, to open realms of, you know, extra dimensions. Like, they want to see extra dimensions.
Nope, we don't know how it's possible. We're just saying that that's what they were looking after, so.
Well,
so going back to what I said at the beginning, everything Josh is about to talk about is all, like, a collective of people who have been on this website and, you know, they're sharing all these different things and, like, memories that they say they definitely have but aren't true anymore. Oddly enough, a lot of them come from movies.
Yeah, a lot of them come from movies. But, like, you'll even see, like, some come from, like, you know, like, literature or just even, like, pictures and shit. Like, it's... or even, like, products, like cereal boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, obviously, we have the Mandela effect from, you know, Mandela dying in the 1980s or 1990s. Star Wars. This is one I never really thought about. Like, they said C-3PO, you know, his right leg was silver. And so the rest of him was gold. And so,
I don't remember. Does he have a silver leg in the movie? That's, I think, when I was researching this, is the only thing that really got me. I don't ever remember a silver leg on C-3PO.
I don't either.
They show from the knee down on either his right or left leg, he's got a silver part. I've grown up watching this movie on VHS since I was a kid. I definitely don't remember that. I'm not backing the Mandela effect, but I'm saying I don't remember
that. Well, see, the weird thing is, I remember, I think it was about two years ago, I saw this, like, Looper video on YouTube that talked about, like, oh, fun things you didn't know about Star Wars. And I was kind of just like, they're like, oh, yeah, like, C-3PO actually has a silver leg. And I was like, wait, hold on. And that's kind of when I started to hear about, like, the Mandela effect. And, like, it's all kind of happening in a very similar time frame.
So just to simplify, let's take a step back and define the Mandela effect in, like, one sentence.
So pretty much
just for the listeners, we're getting a bit in the weeds, which is fine, but I think it's important to take a brief look at what it actually is.
So this is MandelaEffect.com. The Mandela effect is evidence that you may have experienced events from a different reality, finding others with similar memories that can affirm it.
It's not evidence, but
got it.
Yeah. Like, they immediately discounted everything else. It's evidence that... If you talk to people, people's memories are terrible.
Absolutely.
People's memories are garbage. That's why eyewitness testimony is... It does not hold up in court. Because people remember stuff that happened a day ago. Or think they remember stuff that happened a day ago that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
Constantly. It's like a mental... If you say, hey, do you remember if C-3PO had a silver leg and you haven't watched the movie in years, you're like, what? No, I don't remember that. Because that's not something you were looking for. You're watching Luke blasters and their action and, a big Wookiee and all this stuff. And when you first saw it, you're not saying, oh, look at his silver leg.
I totally agree with you on most of those, but, like... All right, Force Awakens, he had a red arm. I definitely remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it all the time. But that silver leg, like I said,
Red arm.
C-3PO.
Okay. It something new?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a new thing from something you were used to. So then, boom, that's a... it stands out because it's not what you were used to.
But something you would...
Growing up, and it's a subtle. It's like silver and gold. It just kind of...
But you would think if in my head, as a 33-year-old, I think he was always all gold. You'd think at one point I would have been like, oh, God, he's not all gold.
Well, he's, 97%? So, yeah. I mean, it's just...
But it's a whole shin.
Right, but it's not something you're thinking about.
But, I mean, even, like, with, like, toys, though, because, like, it even showed, like, pictures of, like, toys and stuff that had a silver leg.
I guarantee we can go through any movie, and I can start pointing out details of a movie that you've probably seen... And said, wow, I never really noticed that. And just because you didn't notice something in a scene, because there's so much other stuff going on, doesn't mean that there's an alternate reality. I think we're fucking leaping here. Come on.
I think going back to what you said about trusting adults when you're a child it's similar to this because, some things you may not notice, but you're told something in the conversation, and you're just like, oh, I didn't notice that. But you just start to believe it, even if you didn't notice it.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, these are what my friends or these are what people that I respect told me. So you're like, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
And then you just compartmentalize that as, that's the truth.
Yeah,
and
it's just like, okay, he's gold. Okay. Yeah. You
subconsciously, you just believe that going forward. You don't put any thought into it.
Right. I never thought of it. You don't think about that, You probably say, like, oh, there's a blue or a purple panel on R2-D2, and you're like, I never noticed a purple panel. I always thought it was blue and white, but it's like in one little part, it's like, oh, well, of course there's an alternate reality that we've been led on through CERN. So that makes all the sense.
All right, well, what about this one?
I think we're leaping.
What about this one? Yeah. So there's just a few more. We have the mirror on the wall, right? And then when in reality, apparently it's actually a magic mirror on the wall. And now I can attest as a kid growing up, mirror on the wall was what was said forever.
So, yeah, and Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
They're saying the basic... I also, if I had to quote it, I would say she said, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. But that's not saying my most recent memory is of watching the movie. It may have been somebody else saying mirror on the wall. And then, like a rumor, it just kind of goes through and spreads in the ecosystem, amongst people.
I'm assuming you guys are all older than me. I haven't seen Jaws.
Yeah.
You guys have all seen Jaws, right?
Yeah. I fell asleep.
So the famous quote, we're going to need a bigger boat, in reality is, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, some of the stuff they say wrong, like I actually remember the way they okay, say it got cool. corrected. So
let's see, let's try another one. Silence of the Lambs. The hello, is it, what's her name, Clarice?
Yeah. Clarice.
Clarice. That's not real.
It doesn't happen in the movie.
Nope.
He never says Clarice?
He never says hello, Clarice, which is a very famous quote that people have remembered, put on T-shirts, all that type of shit.
Oh, okay.
And it's never once happened in the movie.
Okay.
The Matrix one gets me, too.
I know. What's that one?
You know, the quote of Morpheus, it's actually in a lot of memes where it says, everything you know is not real, or something along those lines.
I haven't seen the movie in so long, bro.
So you're misquoting the missed quote.
Yeah. I am right now.
All right, well, Greg looks set up.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump, this is a very popular one, too. What do you guys remember it saying? It's like, life is like a box of chocolates, right?
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Nope. Life was like a box of chocolates.
Right.
Doesn't even make sense, if you really think about it. Like,
he's talking about his whole life. This whole thing. All of Forrest Gump is a retelling of his life.
Yeah, but
that is the entire movie. Is he sits down next to somebody, he's talking. You know, I'm talking to multiple people, and so yeah, he's talking in the past tense.
I love you, Bubba.
Yeah. So
I love you, Bubba.
So with Morpheus, there's all these different memes of
yes.
What if I told you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And the everybody remembers, what if I told you everything you believe isn't real?
Yeah.
Never said once in the movie.
Really? Weird.
What's close to it?
Nothing.
There's nothing?
That is not said at all. And if I tell you that line, what scene are you picturing?
What is supposedly the line?
Morpheus telling Neo, what if I told you everything you believe is not real?
I picture the meme because I live my life on Twitter.
Again, I'm remembering what I've seen as a meme. I'm not remembering the movie. It's already diluted. You can't go back because...
What are you seeing in the meme?
Exactly what you just said.
Oh.
What if I told you, and then there's like a little thing on the dark
sunglasses. I'm saying, though, what scene in the movie...
I can't get... It's already in there. It's like to, you know, don't picture pink elephant.
Yeah.
No. The meme, so, you know, meme incepted me.
Yeah, 100%. It's in your... Yeah.
When they're talking about with me, I pictured the part of the movie where he's first meeting Morpheus, and he's offering him the blue or red pill. And he's in that kind of... old dusty
house.
He
never says it then.
And he's sitting in that big red chair. But yeah, he definitely doesn't say it.
But again, yeah, people's memories are so spotty.
It really could
be.
But again, you've been saturated. You can see right here.
By all that.
I just said the meme, and it's a giant page full of every one of these. 100 different ones.
Still a fire meme.
Okay. Great meme. Yeah, great meme.
So, have any of you guys...
What if I told you can eat without posting on Instagram? That's a good one.
So, this one was interesting. The JFK assassination, obviously I was not nearly alive or studied the film enough to know, but there's allegedly only 4 people in the car originally when he got assassinated, but then, like, when you look at recent records, there's 6 people in the car. And so, just another one that kind of... sticks out, I guess.
6 people in the car?
Where?
Yeah, so there's him and his wife in the back, and there's 2 people in front of him.
Yeah.
And then there's 2 people in the front driving, like driver and passenger.
Wait, there's what? There's 3 rows in the car?
Yeah, so it's like this big,
movie theater car.
It's like this, like, car, and it kind of has, like, this, like, open seating.
It's like
seating.
A convertible limousine.
Yeah, it's like a
You can, like, look up what kind of car it was. There's no way that's true.
I'm doing that right now.
Well, just pulled a picture of JFK.
Assassination.
Assassination. Yeah.
Keeping it light.
Yeah, we're keeping it real light on that.
Is it too soon to talk about it?
I think next year we can. But,
okay, you're right.
Let's see.
You're right, 18
That
people.
Is a 3-row car.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
okay. Wait, see, like, how many people are... Wait.
Well, this is after the shots are fired, so there's people ducking in the car.
Or this one of these two.
So you're saying the argument here is that if you ask people how many people are in the car, most people would say 4?
Yeah, but
yeah, because everybody knows, like, a 4...
You fit 4 people in a car.
Yeah, yeah. That's
definitely
normal.
That's definitely a convertible limousine type. Not even a limousine, just...
It's like a
got 3 rows,
Lincoln.
Yeah. Just got 3 rows in it. Pretty baller, actually.
So So at the end of the day, we're
Trump
just talking about people remember things wrong.
Fair. I mean, maybe, but like Sex in the City.
Whoa. There was no other option.
Sex in the City is one of them. They're saying, because it is Sex and the city, people are remembering it as Sex in the City.
I remember Sex and the City.
I remember it as Sex and the City, too.
What is it?
What?
It's sex and the city.
What?
Or,
it's sex. Fucking what?
Really? Interview with a vampire.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's actually interview with the vampire.
Interview with the vampire.
Yeah.
It's interview with a vampire. Always has been.
Interview with a vampire?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the real?
Shit.
You're right. It is Sex and the City.
It's Sex and the City.
So I'm pretty sure it is Interview with a Vampire.
That's what I remember it as.
Interview with the vampire. So then this one gets me as a kid, bro. What? Fruit Loops.
Right.
That shit fucked me up, bro, because I remember Fruit Loops being like F-R-O-O-T.
Yeah.
And then
L-O-O-P-S.
Yeah. Like, I remember them matching.
Right.
But it's actually fruit, like the normal way you spell fruit.
And just loops.
It says they haven't changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one is Curious George's tail. We've talked about that one before. Like, Curious George has a tail.
Yeah.
Or he's supposed to have a tail, but he doesn't.
He doesn't have a tail. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think he does.
I don't know. I can't.
I remember as a kid him having a tail.
I don't.
I would just assume he does, but I can't say I have that memory because I didn't have Curious George books or anything.
Yeah. And then this one, bro, this one fucking shook me pretty hard because I grew up in a Christian house and I was raised under Christianity as a Jehovah's Witness.
But who doesn't give a monkey a tail?
Right.
Sorry.
Dude, who are you to criticize the writers of Curious George?
I feel like that's cruel. I feel like that's. I am Greg Tanner.
Have you guys ever heard the
podcast host extraordinaire.
Have you guys ever heard the Bible verse, like, the lion shall, like, lay with the lamb?
Yes.
No.
It's actually the wolf shall lay with the lamb. And that blew my mind because I remember hearing the lion shall lay with the lamb.
Right.
That's like something I've known.
I was with a whole party. Right.
Do you remember reading that?
I should have asked them.
I remember that being
said. In fact, I was literally at when I was a kid.
Right.
Like,
somebody told you.
So, fair enough. Someone told me that.
Yeah.
But still, like, my dad studies that fucking Bible, bro. Like,
okay. So what are we getting? I mean, what are we saying at the end of the day this Mandela effect is? What is the effect?
Alternate realities colliding.
That's what
colliding.
Let's bring it down. Just anybody interpretations here, of things that are obvious.
That's it.
But you're saying it's like some alternate reality, and that seems like a bit of a...
Well, I hope he's not saying
okay, so
it
give me one second. It's not just that there's an alternate narrative that happened to change. It's conspiracy that these are little tests.
Mm-hmm.
That the people running this did. Let's change little things here and there.
Yeah, absolutely.
See if people notice.
Nope. Does anybody here in this room actually believe that?
I sure don't.
I do not.
Okay.
I don't know. But
nope. Josh, you got to put your money on black or red. Which one are you putting it on?
Black.
You do believe that there is a alternate reality that these are tests, or do you not?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I just said I don't.
No, you said...
You said you don't know.
Yeah, you said I don't know.
I don't understand how Nelson Mandela is involved here, because it seems like people just misremembered or...
But it's the weird part is, like,
it was a rumor that he had died.
And then we're gonna make the leap
to squash any belief that he was still alive.
So the lady,
going against the regime and
the lady who created this Mandela Effect website,
is crazy.
She had this memory. Of Nelson Mandela dying, and she kept to herself, kind of like she didn't really think about it too much,
right.
And it came up in a room full of other people, and that's when the discussion sparked right there, and they started calling it the Mandela Effect, and like she started doing more research and found this is a widespread belief. She wasn't alone in it, and now she's kind of rounded together these people.
I mean, it's a rumor in high school, just on a bigger scale. That's all it is.
It seems like dreams that people have, and they believe that they're real, and they tell them to their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
So, I have this little piece here.
Ridiculous that anybody even gives this stuff thought.
I mean, again, it's really easy that a publicist for something, or again, a lot of these quotes from, like, Mark Hamill for the Luke thing, they're coming from, like, SNL skits and things. So, it's just like,
it's part of the culture that people have done it. Again, to say... Maybe they said it to spark the people.
Now you're not in the movie and you're Mark Hamill promoting it. You're not going to say, no, I am your father. That's weird. You're going to say, Luke.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, now
to reference the Star Wars.
Yeah,
it gets blown up through that.
But
that stuff is.
C-3PO did not have a silver leg. that is fucking with my head.
Attention to it, though. That's the whole thing.
God, man.
And your mind only has a finite amount of space.
I mean, you're talking about my favorite movie since I was 8 years old.
So I guarantee I could watch Star Wars right now and point out 10 details that you've never even seen.
I'm pissed off that I don't have my Star Wars VHSs. All I have is...
That stinks.
Yeah. Obviously, I can't believe...
You think CERN changed them?
Yeah, okay. Obviously, I can't believe the game.
So basically, I remember I touched on this last time we talked about the Mandela Effect, was that I was like sleeping, taking a nap, whatever, and like I woke up randomly and there was like this YouTube video going, and it was talking about like the 2012 Mayan calendar, because they found like the Higgs boson around 2012.
What a letdown that was.
Yeah. And so the alleged theory here is that they were trying to beat the clock of the Mayan calendar, mm-hmm. and transport us to another reality, and that's the cause of this alternate dimension clashing. So the catch with it is that we escaped our reality, and we're in this new one, but it has, you know, it's obviously a little bit different in the sense.
And it just happens to mostly movies.
Because we have Trump.
Jump back to 2010. Greg's approach to the Mayan calendar.
Yep.
Selling drugs, doing a bunch of ecstasy, there's dancing and ghost riding his truck around Las Vegas.
Good call.
That's hype.
That was your 2012?
That was my 2011, yeah. 2011, you know, fuck it. Just in case.
No, it was a specific date. It was December 21st, 2012.
Yep.
That was
I know that was what was coming up, but I'm saying that's my life preparing.
I got you.
Preemptive.
Yeah. Preemptive to that.
So
while in Sweden, there's guys literally trying to change our whole reality to escape the predictions of the Mayans.
So you were trying to go out and, like, flaming ball of glory, but they didn't let you.
It was the years I should have been in college bettering myself. But instead,
it doesn't work.
Why would I waste my time learning if the world's going to end in a year?
Because it's expensive?
Yeah, right.
That's why.
It's okay. I went and blew $40,000 on culinary school shortly after.
Not to brag.
It's not bad,
not to brag.
But yeah, so that's basically just like the whole basis of this entire theory, right? And so from it has come like a bunch of different things. And there was like this this book on Amazon called I'm a Physicist at CERN. And the weird thing is I could not find this author like online anywhere. Dr. Edward Mantle.
Ghostwritten.
And so it says like something about his publisher being like, you know, stay paranoid or something like that. Someone from YouTube, which is kind of like where the same video I first saw about CERN came
from. Dr. Edward Mantle?
Yeah, M-A-N-T-E-L-L. And so it sounds like a load of shit, but like the story, like, you know, for someone that's up high as fuck late at night.
You're sure it's not T-I-L-L? Because that's what's coming up.
Nope.
Dr. Mantle CERN.
Oh.
Did you look up the wrong thing, Josh?
No, bro. I swear to God, I looked up Dr. Edward Mantle. I looked up what it says on the book itself.
Okay.
The author name.
He changed it to. What's the name of the book?
I'm a Physicist at CERN.
I'm a Physicist at CERN. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so. But apparently, this guy is allegedly a part of this small group of CERN known as the Family, quote unquote. And so the Family kind of is in cahoots with the government to run, you know, like certain secret experiments for CERN and the government and stuff like that, opening, you know, the idea of like the whole extra dimensional portals, all that type of shit. And so the governments that were funding CERN were informed about it, so they kept dumping money into it so they could hope to find, you know, new technology, you know, light speed travel, all that kind of stuff. And so one day in some recent time, it didn't even fucking tell me this, but this woman, who is also known as Father, the head of
There's a woman known as Father?
As the head of CERN,
why?
Of the Family.
Why wouldn't you just be named Mother?
It's 2018, we can identify as whatever we want. Stop.
Oh, shit, you're right, Kyle.
So Father was just a lead scientist who makes these decisions for like the secret experiments, right? And so they run this test basically to run it at 40 TeV, which is it's like tera electron volts, and that's a lot. And so they usually run at about 20. So they run at 40. They're trying to like do this high amplified test to see what happens if it's going to open some type of portal or some shit. Portal hell. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Event Horizon. Seriously.
So
definitely going that way.
How the story goes.
I better start selling.
It hits 40 TeV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the room starts increasing in temperature by 15 degrees Celsius. And this one person's like, yo, you need to fucking stop the test. And Father, a.k.a. this lady, is like, no, fuck you. We're going to keep going.
Lady Father.
I want this. Father. Have you guys ever seen Drunk History?
Love it.
Okay, I want this stuff to be like, I want Josh's words like, no, fuck that, you keep going. Like, to be watching this experiment with Josh as an over, like, saying a voiceover of it.
As the manager.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo, keep going. Shut this shit down, son. No, fuck that noise. Let's keep it. All these guys in like white coats and everything. Yeah.
Hey, I'm fucking working over here. Yeah.
But so basically, it's going around that loop, right? These things are the particles are like going past each other, and they're about to set to hit collision. So once they commence collision, the shit, like everything in the room goes dark, pitch black as fuck, bro. You can't see nothing. And
you mean the electronics went dark?
I don't even think like the equipment went dark, but all like everything in the lab, all the lights went off.
Well, that's because according to the DMX album, it is dark. And hell is hot.
That's true.
There you go.
So
shit, that's a
good source.
Fuck.
That's a good source.
Portal to hell, you expect a little darkness. According to my man DMX.
And on that note, I remember to add DMX to my iTunes library tonight.
Absolutely. And we should also credit him at the end of this episode.
Yeah, because basically, otherwise he will stop, drop, shut you down.
Oh man,
so good.
So far.
All right.
But once the lights come back on, father has disappeared. All of her material belongings are in her chair, and she's never to be seen again.
Whoa, so hold on. Ran experiment.
Yep, at 40 TeV, which they never do. They've never done this experiment before.
Okay.
And all the scientists are afraid to run this experiment because they're like, we might fucking blow up the world.
But Lady Father was pushing.
It was pushing. She's like, no, we're going to do it. She's like, does anybody like have an objection? One bitch said no. And then she's like, anybody else?
How do you know she's a bitch?
Wow, Josh.
Wow. Doesn't matter. She's
cultural appropriation.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
first you're yelling at Steve in text messages, now you're calling people.
Yeah. It's been hard to watch. It's very much been hard to watch.
So,
yeah.
She runs this, like, her and these people run this experiment.
Yep, her and the family. Yeah.
Yep. They say the family?
Like, yeah, they're like these like head people of the CERN facility that are family. Used
father. This is like a mafia association.
Yeah, seriously. Shit, it's not in Italy or something? and they run this experiment. It hits 40 TeV. The lights go off. They come back on. Her and she went full Langoliers on us. She went like, oh, you never saw Langoliers, that TV show back in like the 90s?
I'm lost.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Stephen King movie. All of a sudden all these people wake up on an airplane. They fell asleep, they went and they dozed off and they wake up on an airplane.
Damn.
And half the people on the airplane are gone.
Whoa.
And all that's left are their belongings.
Like, that'd be nice.
Pacemakers, though. Jewelry, things like that.
That'd be fantastic.
And it turns out they flew through a time portal. And everybody who was asleep passed through. It's the people who, like, were awake disappeared.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she went full, like, Langoliers on everybody.
Some shit like that, bro.
So she was passed out?
I don't think she fell asleep.
Yeah.
But she was just gone. So essentially they opened the portal, and she disappeared. And
just happened to be the head person.
Yeah. And now we have this whole Mandela effect going on, bro. Like, it's some fucked up shit.
I want some proof on that one.
Here's one more story I have for you guys. And so it's called.
What's the source of that story?
I'm a physicist at CERN. The book it's by Dr. Book. Edward Mantle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you missed that one.
I guess I missed that one. Yeah. Okay.
So there's this one thing that kind of talks about, you know, they say with the opening black holes and shit, which are basically like, you know, time and space kind of in one thing, just a big body of mass that contorts time and space. So the man from Torrid is apparently also a branch off of this whole CERN testing shit. So man from Torrid is this guy who arrives in a Tokyo airport in 1954, claiming he was from a country called Torrid, which has never been heard of, never been seen.
Isn't that the store where the gothic girls shop at?
Torrid?
Torrid, yeah. Isn't it like the plus-size gothic girl store?
It's always a plus-size gothic girl store?
Always, yeah, no idea. Always, that sounds like a really big niche. No, or like a small niche.
The mall's getting ultra-specific since I've been.
I'm telling you, if you go to the mall, there was like always across from Hot Topic, there's a store called Torrid.
I'm just going to
really
disagree with you there.
I'm plus size.
I'm pretty sure.
Imagine trying to get funding for that. Like, hey, you're trying to go to get a loan at a bank.
Heads up, I've discovered a hole in the market.
Listeners, if you can back me up, right in. But I'm looking this up right now.
I need $150,000. All right, what's the store? Well, we're going to sell clothes. Okay, Great. Yeah, the clothes can be good. What kind of clothes? We're going to go gothic clothes.
Torrid. Plus size okay. Fashion for sizes 10 through 30.
Well, that's
30.
A little niche-y, but I guess there's a
what
decent
the fuck,
size.
Bro?
No, we're going.
I'm not fucking
we're
around.
We're going plus
bro.
Size girls. Okay.
Tell no, me I'm good. Wrong right now.
To quote Shark Tank. Can't. Yeah, and for that reason.
There's so many plus size women, bro.
Yeah.
For that reason.
It appears they might have branched away from just being gothic, but it's plus size women stuff.
Everyone in that picture is wearing white shirts.
Hold on. Check this chick out. There's black hair. She's a little got.
Do gothic girls tend to be heavier?
Go up.
Can you go up?
Maybe that's why they went after him.
She is not.
Why are we assuming they're girls?
Plus size?
By model standpoints, yeah.
Dude, she is.
By my standpoint,
they can be anything.
Oh, that's Josh's type. Right? That's a thick white girl.
It could be staplers.
I can't stop looking.
Yeah, like there's a lot of girls in this ad. Josh would bet.
There you go.
All right, I gotta look away. Okay. But basically, the man from Torrid.
Yes. Ladies, look at torrid.com, and if you look like any of them,
that's literally the name of the shop.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
For plus okay, size so women. This guy who worked at the shop showed up.
It's spelled different. It's way different.
I forgot how we even got to this.
So the man from Torrid, T-O-U-R-E-D, is a man, Caucasian male, who showed up in a Tokyo airport in 1954, claiming he was from Torrid, with his passport, his driver's license, and a checkbook that were all from a Torrid like address location. So official documentation.
Wait, where is Torrid?
I don't know where it is, but it's not real. Is basically
that's what you said. He said it doesn't exist except as a plus size gothic girl store.
So it doesn't exist. So basically, the Tokyo officials,
much like that store,
the police take him to a nearby hotel, mm-hmm. and he is set under police supervision and security. But the next day, he mysteriously disappears, and he's just never to be seen or heard from again. And they started an investigation and never found anything.
So he went 12 Monkeys style.
So people he's
say
with
weird shit. I try to throw
those. People do weird shit.
He's with Lady Father somewhere.
Yeah,
maybe. So,
what
they're saying is,
are there names from this like that we can look up, or
just look up the man from Torrid?
Okay.
But basically, what we're saying is this CERN shit is like time travel, fucking dimension.
How do you
clashing,
spell Torrid?
T-A-U-R-E-D.
Whoa. Would not have guessed that.
Torrid. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, so it's like clashing realities.
Mandela effect on me for how to spell Torrid.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going T-O-R-R-I-D.
Me too. Strong agree.
Okay, so what? So they just don't know what happened to him.
He's just gone forever, man. And basically, we're just basically saying, like, you know, a lot of these, like, anomalies of time travel, interdimensional beings, alternate realities clashing is all because of the Mandela effect. Which is caused by CERN and the whole Hadron Collider and all the bullshit they're doing over there.
I guess I could see how you... But again, you're saying the Mandela Effect like it's actually something other than people just misremembering things, which they do daily.
So the catch is, look...
I forget where I park sometimes. So that's not the Mandela Effect.
I don't know.
Dude, I swear I parked over the left.
When they asked him, he said Torrid is in between France and Spain.
Really?
Yeah. So when they asked of his country of origin, things became strange. He casually stated that he was from Torrid on the border between France and Spain. Mm-hmm. The officials told him that Torrid didn't exist, but he presented with the passport issued by non-existing country of Torrid, which also shows visa stamps corroborating with his previous business travels to Japan and other countries.
How did he get through that? If
alternate dimension, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Because...
it's the only way it's possible.
Well, I mean, if we're taking the very precise and exact science we learned from the Philadelphia experiment...
Yeah.
And, Steve, you weren't here for the second part because you don't care about the show.
Apparently.
But,
it's called having a family. Yeah.
Other stuff going on.
How... dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? So in the Philadelphia experiment, you missed the Montauk Project going on in the 80s. There was actually a portal connecting 1984 to 1943 or whatever experiment was. Those two exact similar portals created this tube through time. So maybe, just maybe, Lady Mother opened a similar kind of portal while this
Lady
dude...
Father. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how the man from Torrid got involved, but maybe he was just...
Well, it's just like... It's like the butterfly effect.
Okay, so maybe... maybe he was on a plane to Japan and he was the only one not sleeping because he's a fucking businessman.
Yeah.
International flight. Everybody took their drugs. They're passed out.
Yep.
Or, you know, this was the 50s, actually. So they're drinking, they're smoking, yeah. They're passed out.
Right.
He's the only one. He's up doing business on paper, mm-hmm. like a man, because it's the 50s. And yeah. he's not getting any sleep. He's drinking coffee. He's drinking whiskey. And he's right. just fucking...
So he goes through. Everybody else is asleep.
So he, yeah, Stephen King style.
Yeah, including yeah. the... Pilot.
Yeah. Yeah. Pilot was not a pilot. Yeah. He's knocked out, dude. He's
no, yeah. This
it's
all
the
50s, makes,
so it's,
this
yeah.
totally makes sense.
Yeah. He's yeah. drinking whiskey and smoking cigarettes, okay. too. This whole plane is just a filter of smoke, and he's just sitting yeah. there working.
I'm glad we're getting all this worked out.
100%. Real scientific.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Dude, how else could you do it?
So the man from
this all makes sense, yeah.
was the only guy up diligently working, and his fucking reward was
to go back in time and keep working.
Interdimensional travel,
yeah. Yeah.
where we fucking put him in a hotel room and accused him of being a liar, and he's just mm-hmm. like, man, I'm just trying to go meet this Japanese business guy.
Yeah. yeah. Or some businesswoman
you know.
Is there proof of other pictures of this?
No.
His passport or anything?
Absolutely not.
Why would there
okay.
be?
In fact,
the website I was just reading off of is called weekinweird.com. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It's up there with New York Times,
yeah.
Washington Post,
sounds like it.
Things like that.
I'll tell you what, guys.
It sounds like a D.B. Cooper thing.
Mm-hmm. D.B. Cooper.
What's D.B. Cooper?
That's an episode waiting to happen, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
D.B. Cooper?
D.B. Cooper. Have you ever seen the movie teaser. With, what's the movie with Seth Green and Dax Shepard and, like, Into the Wild?
Yeah.
They get lost. They go
yes.
camping and all that.
I did see that.
Remember the premise of the movie is they're looking for D.B. Cooper's money?
No. But that's the Mandela Effect. Yeah.
True. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. Steve's on board now, guys.
Don't remember the premise of the movie.
So the premise of the movie is basically these four friends, and they'd always been going after D.B. Cooper's money. D.B. Cooper is a guy, I don't know the exact details. Again, I might turn this into an episode if it's fruitful enough.
It will be.
He jumped from a plane or something.
He hijacked a plane, stole a bunch of money.
Had a shit ton of money, yeah.
And then jumped, parachuted, so it's not like he necessarily killed himself.
Yeah.
Never seen or heard from again.
So supposedly his money is out there somewhere.
I think he was
1971, so he could technically still be alive.
That's weird. I was thinking about that today. Yeah. I was watching The Dark Knight earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just noticing details of the story. Like, I remember really liking The Dark Knight. But maybe last week if you said, hey, what are the details of the plot? I might not be able to tell you them specifically. I just kind of remember liking it. But as far as, like, the details of what happens, what like, chronologically and stuff like that, I probably wouldn't have been.
I love that movie. I could probably tell you most of it.
But I was watching it again. It was almost like you read a book you haven't read in a long time, and you notice that some things you didn't catch initially, mm-hmm. kind of like A Silver Leg, where I didn't really remember all the specific plot points. But I was like, oh, some of this was kind of new to me.
So what you're telling me is I need to watch The Dark Knight to research the Mandela Effect.
Sure. Yeah. Probably. Or a movie you might think you really like and maybe haven't watched it in 10 years or something. And then you go back and watch it and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what this is about. Where and if I asked you the plot of or some details in a really well-known movie, like you ever see The Godfather?
Like
or
once.
Something?
I
totally.
Like, do you remember? And if I asked you, like, okay, well, who was his brother's name that he killed on the boat or something like that?
I have no idea.
Mandela Effect, dude. That's an alternate reality,
that's not the same thing.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of these things they go through, like the burn.
It's weird that I was thinking about that.
It's absolutely. Like, memory is not trustworthy.
That's why they can't even use it on something people saw a week or two ago in an eyewitness case.
But the Silver Lake thing.
There's a reason for that.
Without saying, you know, I still don't believe in any of this, but the Silver Lake thing does fuck with me a little bit.
Why?
Just
because you didn't notice it. There's probably thousands of things in Star Wars that you have not noticed.
True.
Still, to this day.
Maybe, but...
Like, what color were Obi-Wan's shoes?
Brown.
How do you know?
I have a complete recreation of his costume.
There's, like, little details something... Like that.
You're right. It's just that one really fucks with me. Like, you would just assume.
Oh, but it's just, you just don't remember.
Yeah.
Why does you not remembering something really fuck with you?
It just, that one got me. I
don't know. It's just weird for me because
to the point where I actually don't believe it right now. Like, I need to watch them.
I believe it because
that's absurd.
I believe it because obviously, I mean, like, I believe it because obviously, I'm sure it's true because it's
being told to
me. But like, yeah, that's the only one I want to be like, really? Like, that happened?
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. Like, I don't believe interdimensional things happen to create my favorite movie to change the character's shin color, but
are you colorblind?
I don't think so.
Well, a lot of actually, you know, men, in general, they're like half. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you're watching and you're trying to process all these colors on a screen, that could just get washed into his whole costume.
I mean, sure, that could happen to someone that's not colorblind.
Because haven't you ever seen those optical illusions where you see something that's not actually moving?
Or like, see two colors that are the same, but they look different?
Yeah.
If all these movies are getting screwed with,
like
is there a Mandela effect dimension that's fucking with our show?
Yes.
Probably.
God damn it.
You remember that blue dress or whatever it was?
The blue gold dress thing?
Yeah, the blue gold dress?
Never forget.
Mandela effects. Like, are you saying that? Because some people are like, no, it's blue. And some people are like, no, it's gold.
Steve, you're breaking this case wide open.
Wow. Oh, that's the Mandela effect because people remember it differently.
What was the latest one? It was a word that you hear differently.
Oh, yeah. It was like this like fucking toy. And it just like, it either said like one or two different words.
Yeah.
And like, I heard both of them. I literally heard both.
You can hear both.
If you look in the
But the dress, I only ever saw blue. I wasn't able to see.
Yeah, because you see different things. Like but some people would say it was the other color. So are they like in a different dimension? Like, what are we saying here with people's?
No, that was just different. That's just right. That was broken down to science. This has not been broken down to science. This is still like
no, but it's what you're remembering.
Yeah, I know, but like my whole life, bro. Like half of these,
it would be
are
one
real
thing if you're
me
watching what Star Wars and you can one person can see the silver leg and the other person's like, no, I only see gold. Like
that's a horse of a different color, right there.
Like that's a different thing. We're just talking about relying on people's memories.
Yeah, but
at
what
the
I'm trying to
day
tell you, Steve, is like some of these. Like I'd say, like a good like four of these. I'm like, yo, I remember that. Like,
no, yeah, you remember it incorrectly. It's again.
I mean,
your
sure,
memory.
But that's what I'm saying. But you have to give, like, you have to understand why it's so, like, why it's mind-boggling. Because it's like that's something that is a firm memory in my mind,
right?
That I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's not real. Same thing with him in the leg. Like,
yeah,
it's not real.
It's distorted memory.
But it's just that one for me. Like saying life is like a box, or life was like a box.
Because you saw the movie in 96 or something or whatever.
Yeah.
And then 10 years, like 5 years later, you heard it a couple times on an SNL skit. And then five years later, somebody referenced that SNL skit, and that kind of got into the ethos. And then all of a sudden, it changed your memory of it. That's all this gets back to in my mind.
I have one more example of fucking Mandela effect that actually really struck me as well. This is one of my most important ones. Looney Tunes. How do you remember it being spelled?
L-O-O-N-E-Y.
And then?
It's Tunes, T-O-O-N.
Yeah.
S.
N-E-S? N's.
T-O-O-N-S.
Yeah.
It's T-U-N-E-S now.
Okay.
iTunes.
Yeah,
like
again.
Looney
okay,
Tunes.
That's
but
how
no,
it was.
No, big deal. No, it's no, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I was just seeing it as a kid because I saw two O's and it kind of sounds like tunes. Because
no,
I'm sure somewhere along the road somebody spelled tunes like T O O N, like a tune.
Yeah,
I'm telling.
Was there
you,
something
bro
in Roger Rabbit where they were saying tunes and they were called T O O N,
or you know?
And so I associated that with like a character on that show. I don't know.
All I can say is, it's definitely T-U-N-E-S. But, again, you're remembering something from your childhood.
But is there something that references tunes?
And you do have...
There's got to be, right?
I think maybe in Roger Rabbit, like Toontown or something.
Yeah.
Toontown. Is
or funny. Cartoon.
Well, yeah, but that's why it existed. It was like, I remember seeing it, the whole circle is around Bugs Bunny's head, and Looney Tunes with two O's at the end of Tunes. Mm-hmm.
What's the one about the Coca-Cola logo? Like, because there's one about the Coke. I didn't understand it when I was watching some stuff. Like,
I think it was
something about
something,
the hyphen.
Yeah, exactly the hyphen.
Yeah, like
that's
it does or doesn't have a hyphen now. I don't fucking
definitely
know.
Or like Chick-fil-A, it doesn't have a K at the end. It was used to just be a C-H-I-C filet instead of C-H-I-C-K.
That'd be chic filet.
Yeah, I know.
I have one that I think almost everyone can relate to. So we all remember the scene in Sweet Home Alabama when Reese Witherspoon pulls up to the red carpet event. Turns out, tire in the limousine is flat.
Hmm.
What?
That's anomaly.
So you guys all missed out.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. 100%. 100%. And, you know, aside from Star Wars.
I would have said it wasn't flat, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great debate.
Totally. Yep.
And everybody knows, aside from Star Wars, I do consider myself a Sweet Home Alabama aficionado.
Yeah, I mean, Reese Witherspoon had some of her best work. Josh Lucas was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Patrick Dempsey, a smaller role, but a very impactful role.
I'll absolutely watch that movie if it's on. If it's like a Sunday afternoon and that's on, all right, I'm watching this.
It's not bad. I've
watched Dog was Duke. I love Duke.
Bro, so I have, though, dude. I have one more.
Josh, how many one mores do you have?
Dude, I wrote this so backwards, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So basically.
Dude, sorry, man, I'm a believer after that Sweet Home Alabama.
I think I pretty much explained it.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what else we've been talking about.
No, there's just another little
thing. There's a certain amount after you get a sale that if you keep talking, it's
ruined. They already bought the Volvo.
Listening to the interview last week, Josh is talking to them. He's like, I got one more question. I got one more question.
Yeah,
just one more question.
No, that's a good journalist trick, though.
So, basically, what it is allegedly that CERN is actually built on top of the temple of Apollyon, or Shiva, the goddess of destruction and recreation.
Well, then that's why they have a statue for her. Keep her happy.
Sure. So, that's just another factoid, but I'm all out of stuff. So, there you go.
So confident.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen... once again, we have wasted your brain power for about an hour and a half.
But at the end of the day, you still believe there's something to it.
No, I'm not saying that. I just think it's weird that, like, my childhood is...
Okay, so your mind, you don't remember as well.
Well, we'll go around the table with yes or no's again.
No.
Obviously. Kyle?
Sweet Home Alabama, yes.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Greg's a no with a doubt on the Silver Leg.
Oh, okay.
I'm a no with a doubt on the Looney Tunes and Fruit Loops and Silver Leg and Luke.
What is Fruit Loops?
Dude, you're just not like a no with a doubt. You got a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
There's just like a few things, bro. Like,
I mean, who knows? Sure. When we get down to it, is there alternate dimensions that people might be able to open in the future or something like that? That's not on the table for me right now. Like, that, to me, is maybe plausible. Who knows? I don't have the scientific background to even argue that on an educated level. But at the end of the day, with the effects thing that we're talking about, the topic, I just think it's people's memory that isn't good.
I mean, like, if you asked me to bet on whether or not the Mandela effect is real or not, I would tell you now, 100%.
Yeah. What do you think does happen? Like, what do you think is there if we open...
A portal
to another reality. Like, is it an... alternate reality?
I think there's probably limitless alternates.
Is it something completely different? Like, it's fucking purple tentacle people?
What if it's like the Upside Down in Stranger Things, bro?
Upside Down Stranger Things?
I think there's a world where Reese Witherspoon pulls up without car problems.
Yeah. as a non-flat tire.
Because she deserves it.
Is there a world where we have 20,000 listeners?
Not yet.
Not even alternate realities.
But yeah, I subscribe to that. What they talk about?
That's honestly like it's light subject, kind of to think about it. But I mean, really, when I start thinking about it, like that's kind of scary. Like,
why scary?
I don't know. Like, I guess that's why. I don't know.
It's just the unknown, bro.
Oh, yeah, the unknown.
I don't know.
You gotta take the Peter Pan route, man.
The consequences to it. Like,
death is nothing but the next great adventure.
Not even death, though.
No, but what I'm saying is he takes that
really
to the unknown.
Deep. Yeah, yeah.
That's the next great adventure.
True.
Opening of a portal would be a great adventure.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, that, like, people should know that is their goal, is they want to open.
Yeah. Why did people sail across the seas in search of the unknown? That was probably scary. Yeah. They're like, I want to go see what's going on.
I think in a world of infinite possibilities, if I happen to be the one to open the portal, it's going to be the portal that has, like, death creatures just waiting on the other side.
Just add the Mounds of Madness style.
Just come through right away. Like, God, Greg fucked us all.
Yep.
How do we even, I think we take for granted for the fact that it's even scientifically possible to open another portal. We don't know that that's even a thing.
Yeah.
That's what CERN's trying to do. There's no way,
just so we can create different movie memories in people's heads. I mean, that's, I think, CERN's real goal.
Evil.
Let's put it out there that he did have a silver leg.
Pure evil.
Yeah. I mean, I can see all the money and resources going towards changing people's perceptions of movies. I get it.
Bruce Willis was not dead.
Yeah.
In Sixth Sense.
Now that's fucking shit. Like, that's CERN's main goal. That is. To really convince people of that.
That's the one they're aiming for?
That's the goal.
Now change the narrative.
So I got it,
man.
It's good marketing. All makes sense.
That surprise ending was too good.
Yeah.
You got me.
We're going to change that Rotten Tomato score from an 87 to a 48.
Yeah. Fucking bastard. You can't make Die Hard and then go do this. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah, I see CERN's ultimate goal now. It makes sense, though. I get it.
To edit Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh. I want to go to CERN. Send me through a portal, bro.
Bro, they won't let you. If Seattle won't talk to you, you definitely not getting
And no
CERN.
More father? So father's gone.
You are.
She gone.
She gone.
I'll just tell you right now. You are way too much melatonin in your skin.
It's
that
melanin.
Melanin.
Yeah, melanin.
Melanin. It's you're melanin. Too black, Josh. You're too goddamn black for that part of the world.
You just tried to burn them.
That's the way you
tried to burn them.
The way you remember it.
Sorry.
Bro, I edit the show.
I can do whatever I want.
I was told.
That part's not going to happen.
I was told by my friend who has a friend of his sister.
This is credible.
Who lives...
Quit tapping the goddamn table.
Sorry, who lives in Switzerland that tells my friend
Jesus,
that if I were to live... Us.
He's not going to help us now.
Yeah. In Switzerland, bro, they call me an Afro-Swede, which is pretty hype.
An Afro-Swede?
We went through that for that?
That's...
All you had to say was... Yeah, somebody in Switzerland
said... That's fucking
said.
It?
Yeah.
That's it.
They put you in the Swiss Army Knife Factory, and that's it.
Afro-Swede.
I'm taking over, bro. It's going to be mine. You know how many,
you
fucking,
can't.
You know how many knives I can throw?
I said, they're armed to the teeth.
Do you know how many knives you can throw? As many as you have on you.
Exactly. And if I'm in a Swiss
you
army...
You can't throw any more than that.
Coincidentally for me, it's zero.
What kind of question is that? Dude, you know how many knives I can throw? Like,
bro, I'm saying,
okay, well,
in a Swiss army factory,
several.
I got infinite knives, bro.
Yeah, but those are unbalanced. You
like,
can
you throw an exorbitant amount of more than somebody else who's trying to throw knives?
Maybe I might have more endurance, bro. You never know.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Need to get some agility. Stop jumping off stuff and breaking a goddamn ankle.
I was drunk, bro, okay?
Real ninja wouldn't get drunk.
Well,
true.
I wasn't being
true
a ninja. I was being a thug. There's a difference.
Yeah. Right. Big time.
As good as this has gotten.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in for another weird... God damn, that was weird.
That was a nice weird one. Yeah.
Thanks for sticking through.
But some people remember it as really good, if according to the Mandela.
That's true. You know, hey, whatever version of this show you just heard, I hope you enjoyed it.
Some are saying it's transcendent.
Yes.
Yeah, some are. Some are. You know what, guys? Just thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us at SP Weird World.
No, this isn't right, Greg. Okay, ready? Here we go. All right, guys. So this is the end of the show. I hope you guys enjoyed everything. Sorry about my little miscalculated information there.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. You know what I'm saying? So we have, as always, Greg Tanner on the show. Thank you. You can follow him at Greg's World World on Twitter. You'd like to plug yourself here?
I'm at Kyle Werner. So pretty.
Damn. Official.
Pretty creative.
That's just real.
But I also got that handle, so.
Fuck yeah, there you go.
Is that Werner or Werner like the ladders?
Werner.
It's Werner. It's neither. It's a fake last name that was made up and given to me by my grandfather who hated the last name Peterson, so he just went and made some shit up.
Fuck yeah.
Fun fact.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay.
And then, Steve, I don't think we've ever asked you if you plug. You want to plug yourself.
He doesn't.
yeah, don't relevant. I think I don't know my, like, handles.
Okay.
All right.
Steve Mead.
I know.
All right, so make sure you
Steve
Instagram
some research
and find
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, like
so you're
going to
spend some time, but you know, I follow Steve.
So, yeah, there you go, guys. You know, keep it weird.
Keep it weird.
Let's get weird.
Let's get weird.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.